What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
All right, joining me now on the call, we had head coach of Chartiers Valley, Coach Bill Evans. How are you, sir?
Good, how you doing?
Doing real good indeed. Super pumped to have you on. First things first, how's the off-season program gone for you guys?
It's been actually really good. Our numbers are really high, which is good. I mean, it's a challenge. We have a ton of kids. Junior high level, we have in and out of the room on any given day like 35 kids. It's insane. We had an influx of kids from like Turkey, Russia, Uzbekistan, just all over the world. And some of them don't even really speak English, but they love wrestling.
They got that natural wrestling in them, huh? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we have some of them that, like, over in those cultures, it's a little bit different. So in some cases, they do wrestling in gym class, or in, like, so they'll say, yeah, I did wrestling, but they don't have a ton of experience. Mm-hmm. But some real athletically talented kids, because a lot of them have just strong backgrounds. I mean, over in those countries, I mean, they do a lot of gymnastics. They do a lot of swimming. They just do a lot of athleticism. So, and they come over here, and I have one or two families with a strong wrestling background. One family has a really strong Greco background. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting. The one kid's a freshman. I guess we could talk about him later. And then he has an eighth grade brother, a sixth grade brother, and a third grade brother.
Ooh, little pipeline. That's not bad.
No, it's neat. I mean, they're from Kyrgyzstan. They're tough. I mean, they're really tough. And they're workhorses, and like when practice is over, they just kind of keep training and training and training, and until someone turns the lights off. So that's kind of a neat thing. And then another kid from Russia, he's got a really, really heavy judo background. So he's a lot of fun. He's you know, it's tough because they want to go. These kids are going straight from takedown to like a gut, and so we're trying to give them a plan. You know, just. Initially, I guess it's attack a wrist and just kind of work from there, just to get them to not lock hands. But yeah, so our junior high program, they're not all gonna, I mean, they may or may not all stick around, but I mean, we have over 30 kids. I mean, we're at the point right now with our athletic department talking about, you know, do we make two teams out of this? Mm. You know, so we
That's
can get
awesome. Them.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's a good problem, but at the same time, it's an organizational problem, especially because, I mean, I'm going to create a new problem for my junior high staff. You know, all in a month's time, it's like, do we try to add coaches? do we have the mat space to accommodate? How do we run these practices? So, you know, every opportunity has its challenges. Our high school room, we actually had, you know, we've good numbers in there too. I mean, it's like 25, 30, bunch of kids just like trying it out. Like we have our returners who are, you know, we can talk about, but mm-hmm. then we have a bunch of other kids, like nice athletes who are just kind of getting into the sport. And it's a really, Mike, like today we had hydration testing, and because both my junior high coaches coach football at Montour.
Gotcha.
So I've been running the junior high room, and then he's been, you know, Mike and Bobby have been running the high school room. And Mike came out of the room today. He's like, I just love the environment, the culture. He's like, the kids are doing a good job. Like Logan Connolly and Morgan and Howie and some of those guys have been going to Quest pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, Michael had football. Tyler had football. So some of those guys were busy. Travis had football. So, but those guys like literally come in and run the room. And yeah, and Mike was just, you know, he was like really impressed with just the maturity of what these kids are doing in there. I don't get to see a ton of it because I'm with the younger guys. And when you're coaching junior high kids, I mean, you're really just putting them in positions. Like, you know, if you're teaching a go behind, you know, you're doing it on the whistle. So it's like, you know, you're teaching like, you know, first whistle here, second whistle here, third whistle here, then other guy, you know, first whistle here. Cause you know, you just, you really kind of got to have a lot of process oriented stuff for technique. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's
a process. It sounds like you got a lot of work. You got a lot on your hands, but it's a good problem. You got a lot of kids.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm excited.
No doubt. All right. So next thing I have on the docket for you, alumni, do you have any guys wrestling perhaps in college?
No, we have to, no.
Right. No, I'm sure. Obviously we saw Dylan wrestle at the Clarion Open. Mm-hmm. We know Brady's wrestling at Davidson as well. Mm-hmm. But besides those two, I also want to highlight who else is some of the guys that you have that are alumni that may be doing things in the workplace or doing things elsewhere that you might highlight, you know, in a different way.
Well, our alumni have really kind of been impressive in a lot of ways. Zach Macy wrestled up at Seton Hill, and he's finished up there. I'm not sure if he's going to wrestle this season or not. He, you know, he's been kind of battling some injury. And then Josh Raznick is in a nursing program at RMU. CC Beatty was going to wrestle at Virginia. But he's at the University of Virginia on a full academic scholarship. So he's,
that's,
you know,
not bad.
Yeah, not a bad school. He's going to be somebody's doctor one day. So he's one of the greatest kids I've ever met in my life, and just a super hard worker and just extremely intelligent. So yeah, I mean, they're doing a lot of great things. You know, obviously Dylan and Brady are still on the mats, which is good. Brady's dealing with a little bit of knee problems right now. So I don't know a lot of the details. So I don't really want to share. You know, I don't want to speak for Nate. So, but I'm assuming from what Brady tells me, you know, it's something that's not going to keep him out of the whole season. I think it's a short-term problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dylan's up a pit. He had a really nice match with Jared in the Blue Gold match. And then up at the Clarion Open, he had some really nice matches. So, you know, I mean, just kind of being a dad, you know, we talk almost every day. Just a lot of it's, you know, we try to talk about school. We try to talk about, you know, how he's adjusting to life. And of course, you know, we're being the annoying parents and making sure that he's, you know,
going to class and getting up on time.
Yeah. he gets up, and, you know, he gets up early, and, you know, he gets his workouts in, and then he's, you know, he goes and sees his tutors and his teachers. So he's doing his due diligence. So, I mean, I guess that's an extra 15 seconds for him because I'm a dad. So I'll say that I'm happy for him. He likes it down there. He likes the staff and he likes the team. So we're and then Brady kind of the same way. You know, he's real positive about their program down there. They've made some really huge jumps down at Davidson. Yep. The staff does a great job. They were knocking down walls in the preseason and building up a new wrestling room, and they've put a lot of kind of sweat equity into that program. So, you know, Nate and Ty and those guys are doing a great job down there. So you know, overall, I think they're both in good programs, and they're both in programs that are kind of budding. You know, Keith's on a new end of a contract with a bunch of really tough young wrestlers, and Nate kind of the same way, new end of a contract with a lot of really good recruits. So they're both in great places. So I just hope they thrive.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay. So as the off season gets going or winds down here, rather, who are some of the leaders that you have identified in your room?
You know, it's funny. We have a ton. I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, I was talking to Mike about it. When I don't even know if we have, do we have captains, or because I don't even know. There's just so many kids that just work so well together. It's almost like, actually, one of the greatest leaders I have in my room right now. He's injured. He might not be back this season. Really tough kid. I don't know if you were at our West Ham match last year.
Yes.
So remember the kid that wrestled Ty Waters?
Yes.
So his name's Tam. His name's Tamerlan Kapinatov. So he wrestled Ty, and you know, he obviously, you know, took a little bit of a beating, but
yeah.
Even Justin came up to me afterwards and just talked about that, how tough that kid is. And he really is. He, you know, he's just one of the toughest kids you'll ever meet in your life. Just never stops fighting. You know, he's wrestling Ty Waters and he's down by 14 and he's still, you know, doing his best to wrestle in the match. And
right.
So he had to have shoulder surgery. So we may or may not get him back this year, but he's been instrumental in the preseason whenever I'm really busy just helping out, like just even if it's just running a clock or just kind of keeping an eye on the newer kids and helping out. Like he's in one of those immobilizer things, and you know, but he's running, like at the end of practice today, I poked my head in after the junior high kids. I took the junior high kids outside to play some football after hydration testing. So
nice.
Yeah, they had a blast. So we were outside cause it's nice out.
Yeah,
and so Tam's kind of barking at some of the kids in the varsity room cause they were doing like push-ups and crunches and chin-ups and all kinds of stuff like burpees and whatever at the end of practice. Right. And he was kind of barking at him. He was like, you know, if you skip a rep, you know, it's, you know, you're the only one that's going to know, you know, it's in like, kind of like, yeah, just great kind of mentality stuff. So, you know, I think that, I think there's been a ripple effect from some of the great guys that have come through the program recently that have kind of helped, kind of shape them, that kind of mentality. And, so that was kind of a neat thing. So I'd say like, you know, I put a feather in his cap for, you know, leadership from a guy who might not even wrestle this year.
Yeah.
But he's a junior, so we're gonna need him next year. We're gonna be pretty good this year. We're gonna be a lot better next year because we only graduate one kid. And we have a ton of tough kids on the team right now.
Yeah.
But we're getting a bunch of decent lightweights next year, so we're gonna be, you know, next couple of years are gonna be fun. I would say that the kids put a lot of work in the off season. I would say Logan Connolly, he's been a workhorse. He's jumped, you know, he's really jumped levels in the off season. I'd say Morgan Silverman's, you know, done a ton of work. Howard Clellan's done a ton of work. We're getting back Tyler Glover, who was, he wrestled 1 year in fifth grade, and then he came back out last year and qualified for Whippeals at 215. I mean, the kid's an athletic specimen. He's probably gonna end up with a football scholarship somewhere, but he, you know, he's excited for the season.
Nice.
Michael Lawrence is, he's phenomenal. I mean, he was a standout youth wrestler. I think he medaled 6 or 7 times between youth and junior high. And he was a state finalist or at least twice. Mm-hmm. And he had a really great football season. You know, he's started on both sides of the ball for the last 2 years, and he's only a sophomore. So, but he's going to, yeah, he's not a bad little athlete.
What's he playing football? Where does he play?
He's quarterback / they have him playing like kind of some linebacker, strong safety kind of stuff. Nice, he does a nice. Little bit outside linebacker. So, I mean, he's just a phenomenal athlete. I mean, you could put him at safety. You could put him wherever you want. And he's just tough as nails. That's but awesome. So he's going to be – I mean, he's going to be one of our better kids, obviously.
Yeah.
He's probably going to linger around 160, 152 for most of the season. And I think that's it for like our standout returners. Yep. I don't think I'm leaving anybody out. We have some bright spots, like the one kid who's a freshman from Kyrgyzstan.
His name's Cole. Say, how about some freshmen I need to keep my eyes on? Those are all the guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's gonna be a fun one to watch this year because I mean he can throw. I mean he's really embraced, you know, leg attacks. Nice. And just kind of folk style wrestling. He'll probably be our 127, if I had to guess. Yeah, I think he's certified at 27 because he walks around in like the low 30s. Gotcha. He's pretty lean. And then Maxim, he's a judo kid. He'll probably be our like 33, 39 with Logan. Those two will just figure it out. He's the kid probably has one of the best builds I've ever seen in my life.
Nice.
He's just like, he's got little biceps under, or little baseballs under his arms. And yeah, he's just ridiculously, you'll see it. Like,
yeah,
sometime you'll see this kid and you're just going to be like, you know, he looks like he was built in a lab. Those two are going to be fun. We're not real deep down low. You know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's not like I'm giving away like trade secrets. I think after the first match or two, I think people will figure that out. But once we kind of get to 20, 27 and up, we're really solid, you know, because we kind of roll through with like Tulek, then Logan and Maxim and then Morgan and, you know, Michael and all those guys, you know, Tyler and Howie and Travis. So we have a lot of returning strength and all those guys are sophomores and juniors, which is really a lot of fun because we're going to be a pretty solid, you know, kind of dual meet team over the next couple of years. But traditionally, we're not the greatest dual meet team. We always have, you know, a bunch of, you know, five or six really good kids. And then we have a couple of holes here and there.
Right.
But we have a ton of depth. And so it's an exciting time.
No doubt. Okay. You touched on them a little bit, but who's the coaching staff that's you're going to be leaning on this year?
Well, Mike, Macy. We grew up together, graduated together. Bobby Mack, who is kind of like our, it's kind of like our spiritual guru. He wasn't a standout wrestler or anything, but, he's a little bit older. He's in his 50s. He's just one of those guys that, all the kids on the team have, you know, he just kind of always has words of wisdom, that kind of thing.
It's a good balance.
They call him Coach Goat. They just love the guy. And I love him. He always has a nice perspective too. Like there's days where, you know, I'll come into the room and, you know, if I'm in a certain mood or place, you know, he brings that balance where he's bringing a lot of positivity. Mike's a really good anchor just because he knows the sport. Like he's a really good strategist. You know, just when it comes to like, whenever you want to talk to someone in the middle of a match, like, hey, what do you think we should do here? You know, whether it's team wise, you know, who are we putting out there, or whether it's, you know, something as simple as, you know, do we take bottom here? Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, stuff like that. So he's a guy that loves the sport. He's been around the sport forever. So he's a good one to have around. Rick Patinato and Tyler Branch coach our junior high teams. They both coach football at Montour. Montour's having a really great season this year.
Yep.
So I don't know when I'm going to see those guys again.
you might get them after Thanksgiving, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I'm probably going to be coaching a lot of junior high wrestling, which I'm enjoying because junior high wrestling's fun. It's they're a little bit unruly. Like there's days where I'll just put them in wrestling positions that they've never heard of. I'm like, all right, well, this is a bar and this is a half. And wrestle, and they just kind of figure it out and throw each other around, and which can be fun. And but they're goofballs, you know. They'll play dodgeball or snakes for hours if you let them. So
that's my next question. So bring me into your games. What is you mentioned dodgeball, you mentioned snake. What's the go-to game in the Chartreux Valley wrestling room?
I would say they play kill ball, which is like a partner dodge game. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, like a funny history of that, because I know that they play at Penn State. But I think, okay, so this is a bold statement because, you know, obviously anytime you talk about Penn State, you know, you obviously got to back it up a little bit. But I think we might have been the people that kind of originated a lot of this, because back in like the early 2000s when
– Oh, you're going to Marky McKnight. I know where you're going. I'm excited.
I'm going to go a little ahead of McKnight, so I'm going to go back. So Ty Wilps, and he literally created like the Ten Commandments of the game and like the rules. And so it's like a partner dodge game. You know, you're not allowed to throw it to your teammate. And like, it's like if your partner, you have to get down on a knee, like, you know, and get down on their knees, but they can still help you. So make a long story short, they took that game to PWC. so that they, so back in the old days when they had that PWC on Sundays, but there were some of the guys like Vincenzo and some of those guys that ended up going to PWC and eventually ended up going to Penn State. And I'm not really sure if like Cush and Uchel and Wilps and those guys helped bring some partner Dodge game to some of the, you know, like the Penn State. I'm not really sure, but
yeah.
That would be cool if that was the case. I'm not really sure if, you know, where that all came about, but
that's probably partner dodgeball. That's what we had in West A, man. That's a good one, yeah. Dude. You stay in the circle. You got to put your hands up. That's a good one. It gets intense.
The junior high guys love snakes.
Yeah,
because it's chaotic, and I think that fits like the kind of the junior high mentality.
Yes.
They like spike ball. We have a foosball table and like ping pong and stuff in our locker room.
Nice.
So they play, they kind of have some relaxation time with that. We used to play a game a long time ago, which was pretty funny. I could tell you about it if you want.
Go ahead.
So back the team that was like, we were in the section finals against Cannon Mac. I think it was like 2013. And that was a pretty good team. That was like Noah Wilps and Mike Roper, Mitchell Zychek, Braden Jack, like Clayton Sequel, all those guys. So we used to play this game called Balls of the Wall. And so we used to play it with an exercise ball. And everybody had – so we played it like if the room was like the width of the room like this way. So one team was on this side, one team was on this side. And the goal was to get the exercise ball to the other team's wall. And so if you threw it, it was a point. But it wasn't allowed to be higher than the mat, like the wall mats.
Right.
If you ran it and touched the wall with it, it was 3 points. And that was it. There were no rules. So they would literally just beat the snot out of each other. If you imagine, and it's impossible to hold on an exercise ball. So people but you had to play on your knees. So everybody was just like running into each other. It was freaking, it was like knee football meets. It was like American Gladiators back in the day.
We decided
that after like a couple of times, like after a little while, we were like, someone's going to get killed.
Yeah.
We're all going to get fired. So we had to kind of nix that game. But that was a fun group, and they were a little bit crazy. So that was one of the cooler wrestling games. We just don't do
that anymore. Like something I was talking about this, like wrestlers can make games out of anything. You give them like a little roll of paper or whatever, they'll figure it out. You know what I mean?
I love that. I could tell you offline about a couple of other games they did.
That's good stuff. Okay, let's move on to the next thing I have here. Schedule. What's that look like for you guys, and how are you trying to get these guys ready for the, you know, what is sections, WIPIOs, and states?
All right, so normally we open up with Shar Houston, but because I have so many foreign kids, and we're just trying to teach rules and everything, and that tournament's so early. I mean, that's December 2nd. We nixed that this year. And that tournament's pretty chaotic. And with the kids that I have, like some of them don't speak very good English, relying on like bout boards and flow wrestling and like that first night at Shar Houston's pretty mobbed. We decided to take a calmer approach. So we're going to a duels tournament in Greenville second week. Nice. And then third week we're going to a duels tournament in Ringgold. So I really wanted to get kind of the goal for a lot of these, for especially some of our foreign kids and a lot of our younger kids, I wanted to get them a lot of matches. Like I wanted them to see a lot of wrestling, and I think we're gonna be a good duels team over the next couple of years too. So I wanted to get some dual meet wrestling in early. We actually have 3 points lingering, so we're either gonna right now we don't have anything scheduled over the holiday break. We may or may not try to pick something up. Maybe talk to like West Mifflin or Southmoreland. We do have a couple of teams we're talking about potential like mid-season and late-season duels. So we do have 3 points outstanding. And then we kind of get into our section season. Obviously, we wrestle South Fayette early. They're always a good duels team. You know, Rick does a really good job of managing duels. He does a really good job of putting kids in the right places, getting good matchups. So that'll be a good match. They have 4 or 5 kids that are pretty good, like Dennison and Dunlap and Mazenko, and I'm forgetting somebody who's pretty good, but on their team. Johnny Biano.
Yeah.
So they have some tough kids, and you know, we have some tough kids. So it's gonna be good. It's gonna be close. It'll be one of those 31, 32 kind of duels. Just because I think Rick, they do a nice job over there. And then I think we go into Trinity, and you know, they have a really nice team. I think that's one of those teams that could be like a top 4 in the WIPIOL team, you know, depending on how they how they kind of bud at the right time.
Yeah.
And then I think we have West Day. Of course, you know, they're poorly coached, but, you know, they have some good kids.
That's good stuff.
And then we go to Burgettstown, which is a really good midseason tournament, kind of nice, like double A and triple A competition. And a lot of those teams have like some really good kids. And I think we have Waynesburg, which you never know what you're going to get with Waynesburg because they're just always really tough. Even when you think like, oh, they graduated everybody last year, they're still going to be good.
Find kids out of the hallway, I swear.
Yeah, they have kids lingering around the hallways that could
10 years of wrestling experience can place in the state tournament tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, he placed 4 times in the youth, and he took 2 years off. But you know, he's gonna be pretty good. So
right, that's so true.
Yeah, so Waynesburg's always a problem. And then I think we have Moon after that. I'm not sure if I'm missing anybody, but I think we have Moon. I'm not really sure, but I know Moon has had a pretty good junior high team the past couple of years. They've had some numbers and some athletes. So I don't know how they're going to be. Traditionally, they're not like a powerhouse program, but they've looked pretty good like at that lower level for a while. So I'm sure they're going to be tough. Then we have counties, a couple of duels. We wrestle Connellsville late in the year, like in February. We wrestle McKeesport. I'm a really big fan of Adam. I think he's a great coach. So we kind of trade every year. He always has tough, scrappy kids, and he runs a good program. And like I said, so we have a couple of points outstanding. So that's kind of where we're at.
Love that. Okay, Coach. Anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go?
Put me on the spot. I don't know. I mean, not really. Off the top of my head, I just I'm looking forward to the year. I mean, well, how about a shout out to you guys for doing this? I mean, I know it's a lot of time, but by the way, I love the, I'll mention it every time I see it. I love the 1993 Whipple sweatshirt. That was my senior year.
You like that? Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. So
I'm starting to collect them. That's going to be my thing. Like, when I release these episodes in my opening, I'm going to kind of do like a pan of the room. I got to keep collecting these Whipple sweatshirts, man.
I had that sweatshirt one time in my life, you know, and cause that was my senior year, and I have no idea where it is, and I'm kind of jealous, to be honest with you.
I got it with the tag on it, buddy. That was a steal. I got that on a marketplace. I got a 1998, 1999, and then 2001. So I'm getting there. Just got to keep plugging along. I look on Facebook and marketplace, and you know.
I mean, I have some things. Older used ones if you want them, but you know.
Hey. If they're Whipple, man, I'm with it. That's my
I have snag. A ton of them in my drawer because like every year our boosters club buys us like shirts for the Whipple tournament and all that stuff. So I have a ton of the long sleeves, but we can talk about that another time. There's a lot of this year is going to be one of those years which is going to be fun. Like we're going to see how we develop our kids. I mean, we have, you know, you never want to, as a coach, you never want to have that kind of attitude where it's like, hey, we're going to be really good next year. Like you want to win now. So I think we just want to do our best to develop and put these kids in a winning mentality this season. And then we know that we're going to get back a lot of really good kids next year. We know we're getting some good younger lightweight kids for the junior high. So we know we're going to be good. But we want to be good now. And I think the kids want to be good now. So I think that's exciting. I'm just really looking forward to everything. We host a big scrimmage at our school every year. If you're bored, come,
Yeah, that is right. I remember wrestling around in that when I was in school. That's a good one.
If you're bored on Thanksgiving weekend on Saturday morning, pop in. Yeah. You know, there's going to be, you know, a couple hundred wrestlers there. So it's, you know, we use 4 mats in the main gym, and then we use the 2 wrestling rooms downstairs. So it's a lot of good wrestling. A lot of good teams will be there. So I'm looking forward to that because I want to see how our kids wrestle against somebody else. You know, it's kind of – and I'm also – I guess if I had to say a shout-out, I'd say that I'd have to give a shout out to our youth program. They've done a fantastic job. You know, over the past couple of years, they've kind of grown it from, you know, kind of like a mid 40s, 50s kind of program. Like I think they have somewhere in the 70s or 80s right now. And they have a lot of youth programs have a ton of like kindergarten, first, second grade kind of kids. But we have a decent amount of fourth, fifth, sixth grade kids. And I think that's really kind of when you see a program moving in the right direction, when you're retaining kids into those age groups, you know, 10, 11, 12 year olds who are going into the junior high, going into the varsity program. And we have, you know, those kids are wrestling in the off season and they're going to clubs. So I would give a shout out to like all the youth program coaches and the people who are like administratively running it, because they're doing a lot of the right things. We have a lot of really good people down there. I mean, we have, you know, the Valentines from Carrington, the Huttons are down there. Jake Pelletier wrestled at Central Dauphin and Pitt.
Man, those are some good names, my friend. Those are some good whoopee.
Yeah, guys. Joey Baker was a really good KO kid back in the day. So we have a ton of people heavily involved. Last year we had a state champ, Brody Brown, in the youth program, state qualifier, Gavin Snyder. So, you know, we've had some good success down there. So I'd say if I had to give a shout out, it's the really hard work they're doing down there, because they're doing a good job.
Very good stuff. Love that, Coach. Thank you so much for taking time out, and good luck to the Colts this year.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate you.